Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Tokozani.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, ne, how can it be made salty again? Ne? And then it means it should just only be thrown away. Good evening, Wenalobaye Tikamoka Studio Banabesu, Nikalebuaka, Pirmana Tatslakajeno. What is important, biblical phrase, it holds back to whereby Mona Cresta Ilinga is a refadi basic principles or Narlamer Pelejoa, that way. Joining here, directly answering your question. E tricky hobane gere jole holiness sometimes e rona re base it a holo ho the biblical principles ne where by Jesus has preached about eye for an eye, love for the enemies, giving to the needy, all those basic things. And then at some point a gere jole le welfare rona ya ka tlung kapa di personal issues di ntse di tsama di challenger ne. John, what is important to happen that re le khodi re tlamang ho sheba re le bana ba modimo ka ditsela tsa rona tse fapafapaneng re batla ho tseba rona an effect eo rona re ban le yona mo setšhabeng gore na e fela ka nnete re gata ka mosuto o tee le morena modimo kapa ka mokgwa o morena a dileng a re batla ka teng. A ke re wapola apostle Paul ena o latla ka the concept ya gore we should emulate Christ. But then it becomes difficult hobane ke re jano ga o le ngwana modimo batho ba bangata ba nagana gore they can do against you wa bona you are just only walking the park ba lebala gore le wena o na le di-feelings, o na le maikutlo, o na le maikarabelo le ntho tse e le goreng o tla tlameya gore o di galemele ga o le motho. And then most of the people, they even confuses the fact ya gore ga o galemela they think gore you are not a Christian enough. You see, even at the work level, let's say, for instance, you've been given a responsibility or obey a supervisor or one of the leaders, they've been charged with a certain responsibility. So then most of the people, they tend to confuse the things. Like I'm going to get a game, but Christ is one of the things that I'm going to get a game, but Christ is one of the things that e maleba e relevant ne. So then ho na le di-issues tse e leng gore re tlamehile be re di etsa, ga se fela tse obvious fela gore bo gore o seke wa utswa, o seke wa etsang wa etsa eng, but go galemela le gona e ntse le responsibility. Now we shouldn't like ga re nka that effort, we shouldn't be deemed as if re cruel ne. Ntate re godi ga ke batle go entsha madi, wena le baithuti ba gago e bang le phirimane monate. Ke a leboga.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear you more. Are we holy vessels? It's a question.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
All right. Let's listen to Nompumelelo.
Bafundisi sanibonani. Nompumelelo liking videos online.
I know. Speaking
of the topic of holy vessels. Reminded of the book of Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 to 11 where it says, I'm just paraphrasing it, like, we need to put off the old self and put on the new self. And then we should rid ourselves from all sexual immorality, malice, filthy talk and the likes. So that is my parting shot concerning the topic. Any cool my own.
Thank you so much, Nompumelelo. I really appreciate.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Sesimpumi.
Molweni, ndiyabulisa e-studio. Ndiyabulisa Pastor Ray. Kwakunye nabo, akunye nabo. E-studio. Abaphulaphuli ngokubanzi. Abaphulaphule emva kwemini nje. Egameni leNkosi uYesu.
Hallelujah.
Kuthetha nge-holy vessel. Eyi, ngelishwa andikwazi ukuyazi ukuthi what is a vessel ngolwimi lwam. Kodwa ke ndiyo kwelilela micala mna ndisisitya esincwele ndingayitolika ngolo hlobo ndisisitya esincwele ngoba kutheni ngoba ndiphila ngobungcwele ndithobele ibhayibhile njengoko ibhayibhile itshiloyo ithi mandibe ngcwele ngokuba ungongcwele yena ndiphila ngobungcwele ngokwelizwi lenkosi ngokomyalelo wenkosi otsho kanjalo izona ndizenzi ihlabathi andilithandi kwakunye neento zalo ngoba ithe incwadi yebhayibhile mandilithiye ihlabathi nezinto zalo ibuye ithi ke ngokuba ubani uthalithanda ihlabathi nezinto ezisehlabathini lo uzenza ubutshaba nonkulunkulu so ndiphila ke ngoku intando kankulunkulu ndihamba emgceni wezwi lenkosi ndiyiholy vessel andilidelelanga ilizwi lenkosi kungoko ndisithi ndiyiholy vessel ndilithobele izwi lenkosi kungoko ndithi ndiyiholy vessel ngoba ukukholwa kukuthobela izwi lenkosi ulikholwe ngalaa ndlela libhalwe ngayo ilizwi lenkosi noThixo banye uThixo nelizwi lakhe banye ukuba ngaba mhlawumbi kukhona izwi lithize apha ebhayibhileni endilicaphukelayo ndingudade uMpumi endingalithandisisi ncam itsho ukuthi ndicaphukele uNkulunkulu ukuba mhlawumbi ithe incwadi yebhayibhile andimvumeli umfazi ukuthi anxibe impahla eyenzelwe indoda ukuba ngabana eso scripture sona sodwa ndiyasicaphukela endandisosenza andiyonge holy vessel and ndiyamcaphukela uNkulunkulu ukuba ndicaphukelela lizwi lodwa noba ndiyawathanda amanye amaningi uba ndicaphukelela lizwi lodwa ndicaphukele uNkulunkulu ibhayibhile nguthixo ekwimoya yombhalo ibhayibhile inguthixo ekumoya yombhalo namaphepha ukuba ndiyalicaphukela ke ngoku elalizwi lithi kum ndingusister Mpumi mandiyithobele indoda kanjena kanje kana kanje kanje mandiyithobele indoda ezintweni zonke ukuba ndiyalicaphukele lalizwi ndicaphukele uNkulunkulu ngokuphelele ngokundicaphukela lona lodwa itsho ukuthi ke ngoku andiyoholy vessel ukuba ngoba ndiyalithanda ihlabathi neento ezisehlabathini ithetha ukuthi andiyonge holy vessel nankumzekelo usister Mpuma kayithwali iwifu ngoba uThixo wandinika inwele akho mfuneko ndiyothwala iwifu ngoba iwifu andiyazi ukuthi kuyinto evelaphi eyenziwe ngubani eyenzelwe ukuthini andiyithwali iwifi andiyithwali iwiki andiyithwali afro ngoba xa ndisenza njalo ndinyelisa uNkulunkulu andizinxibi inzipho ezintsha ezifakelwayo ngemali ngoba xa ndenza njalo ndinyelisa uNkulunkulu andiqabi lipstick emlonyeni wam ngoba ngokwenza njalo ndinyelisa uNkulunkulu andibupeyinti ubuso ngoba ngokwenza njalo ndiyanyelisa uNkulunkulu ndiyamenyelisa ndiyamxela ngokuphandle ukuthi akandenzanga kakuhlu ndenze ndaba mpi ngoko ke ngoko mandihambe ndiyokuthatha ubuhle bezwe ndibufake kum andiyoholy vessel xa ndinjalo ndilwa umbuso wezulu ndilwa noNkulunkulu ndilwa nezwi lakhe ukuba ngabana ndinxiba impahla endoda ithe ibhayibhile mandingayinxiba impahla endoda andiyoholy vessel ndilwa noNkulunkulu ngoba lithe izwi mandingayinxiba impahla elungiselelwe indoda ukuba ngubana ndiyalicaphukele elalizwi elalizwi lithi abafazi mabanxibe ingubo ayitsho nokuthi isketi okanye ilokhwe mabanxibe iingubo ezinde babe nesidini ngakukunxitywa kweperile negolide nokufrerhwa kwenwele ukuba ndiyalicaphukele lalizwe andiyiyonge holy vessel. Ukuba ngumKrestu kukuthobela iBhayibhile ngalaa ndlela ibhalwe ngayo. UThixo kabeka angatolika apha emhlabeni emayitolike iBhayibhile. Ukuba ngaba ndiyayitolika iBhayibhile ndithi ha-a ibingathetha ukuthi masithi ibithetha ukumakuthi no. Andikho ngcwela ndi holy vessel ndilwe noNkulunkulu. Umzekelo kho abantu abathi asikwazi ukuthi uYesu kaloku khangatsho uba masibe babi. Asinangazinxiba iwifu, iwigi neafro, asikwazi ngaba upeyinti ubuso. UYesu khangathi ndilwa noNkulunkulu, balwa noNkulunkulu. And banyelisa uNkulunkulu ngokwenza zonke ezaa zinto. Banyelisa uNkulunkulu, baphikisa uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu uthe masilithiye ihlabathi kwanezinto ezisehlabathini. Lowo uthalithanga ihlabathi nezinto ezisehlabathini uzenza ubutshaba noNkulunkulu. UThixo yitoliki yelizwi lakhe, akho mfuneko ukuba ndilitolike izwi kaThixo. UThixo akabeka angatoliki apha emhlabeni. UThixo kafuni toliki ngale ndlela iBhayibhile ibhalwe ngayo, ibhalwe ngola hlobo, iphelele phaya. Akukho nto ifuna ulungiswa, akukho nto ifuna ulungiswa, akukho nto ishotayo, akukho nto ifuna ukongezwa. UThixo uyandalela uthi ndingengezi ezweni lakhe, ndinganciphisi elizweni lakhe. Ibhalwe ngokugqibelele ngoba inguNkulunkulu iBhayibhile, nguNkulunkulu ekwimoya yombhalo namaphepha. Ibhalwe ngokugqibeleleyo iBhayibhile, ayifuni itoliki, ayifuni ukucaciswa. Irayithi ohlobo uThixo ayibhale ngalo.
Yeah.
Ifuna nje mna ndiyithobele, ndithobele iBhayibhile ngale ndlela ibhalwe ngayo, ndingayikorekthi, ndingayilungisi.
Yho.
Uthe uThixo ezwini lakhe abantu bonke bangamaxoki. Njani kaloku ndilixoki? Ngoba
yeah.
Kuthi uNkulunkulu uthi abantu bonke bangamaxoki. Njani ke ngosingamaxoki sikwazi ulungisa iBhayibhile? Siyikorekthi ibingathetha ukuthi, ibithetha ukuthi. Hayi ibingathetha ukuthi, ibithetha ukuthi. Hayi ibingengoYesu lo besithi ibingumpostoli uPaulus. Ngelo xesha umpostoli uPaulus uthi kufuneka uba singabomoya masizazi ukuthi zonke iinto azithethayo aziphumi kuye, ziphuma kwinkosi engeyesu Kristu, yena ongumbhobho weendaba ezilungileyo. Asikwazi uba singakorekthilizwi, asikwazi uba singalitolika. UThixo akayibekanga itoliki, akafuni itoliki. Ndilikholwa linjeya. Ukuba ngaba andilikholwa linjeya, andiyiyonge holy vessel. Ukuba ndiyalitolika, andiyiyonge holy vessel. Ukuba ndiyalilungisa, andiyiyonge holy vessel. Ukuba ngaba ndiyalandisa, ndiyongeza, andiyo holy vessel. Ukuba ndiyanciphisa, andiyiyonge holy vessel. Nkosi kakhulu.
Yeah.
Nkosi ngibusise.
Nkosi mama. Thank you so much. We really appreciate, mom. We really appreciate Sisi Mpumi laphayana. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. You can talk to me directly there.
Busetsa kgwebo ya gago maemong a yona ka go ikwalaka jwa go Radio Pulpit. Re na le mengwaga ya go feta 40 re le moyeng, ebile re na le batheletši ba potego ba go feta 400,000. Re fetoga le mehla le mabaka. Re na le ditirelo tša go fapana-fapana tše di tla thušang go kwalaka jwa kgwebo ya gago. Go humana dintlha ka botlalo, letsetša SANNET go 0-32-334-5-4 goba o romele email go sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. O ka romela le lentšu le advertise ka SMS go 3-7-8-7-1. Ditifišo tša setlwaedi di a šomišwa.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za
Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Umfundisi Josepha Martin Nwamba.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele abalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti tfokotisako. Manje ke pastor wami, yezwakale indaba mfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Ukuba ngwele. Umuntu umfundisi uba ngwele kuphela uma yamukela uJesu Kristu. Umuntu umfundisi akabe ngcwele uma sengumfundisi ngoba kuyashiyana lokuba ngcwele ngokuya ngabantu umuntu akabe ngcwele uma faka ezambatho umfundisi umuntu akabe ngcwele uma sengumprofeti umfundisi umuntu akabe ngcwele uma sefake oil mfule oil le holy oil akabe ngcwele uma geze ngayo holy water umfundisi umuntu uba ngcwele uma emukele izwi likaNkuluNkulunkulu umfundisi ekungutshela uJesu Kristu ngokuba izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithi bonke abamamukelayo obabhamandla ukuthi babe ngabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu yilapho umuntu umfundisi ebengcwele khona umfundisi linake bahle kuyinsamadi umfundisi akubatshitshwe imali
kanibamba mfundisi amina
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM. Thank you so much. Dion says, I must get an internet bundle to contact you. I pray for Radio Pulpit for a blessed 2025 that God will make your dreams come true. I listen to this radio every day. Amen. Dion, may the Father bless you. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. For listening, we really, really appreciate. Ma'am Maureen.
Greetings to you, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am.
To all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey. You have studied, my brother, in the Lord. Ngani ngeculo. I do know the song, but I don't know oshaya lelo culo ukuthi lean on me. Yes, we do not have to lean on our bishops. We do not have to lean on our churches. We do not have to lean on any other thing other than Jesus Christ himself. We lean on him, the one who was chosen to save us. Yes, the song is very, very, very good. And it speaks a lot. Ukuthi ngempela. You know, ngivulele I've opened a radio late Google Sisibahle. I don't know the pastor who was speaking ukhuluma ngomlilo. Mina there is a song that I know, but umlilo kaJesu uvutha ngaphakathi kwami. You know when the fire of God, the fire of Jesus Christ vutha ngaphakathi kwami. Izwi likaNkuluNkulu. When you speak the word, yakuyazwakala. So it was only 2 minutes left. Mangivulela ngazwa bakhuluma ngomlilo ngathi hayi mina engazi ukuthi umlilo kumele uvuthe ngaphakathi komuntu. Right now you have iculo elithi lean on me. I don't know who hit oshaye lelo culo. But I know the song. It's an old song. So we have to lean on Kubani, with Jesus Christ. We have to lean on God. We have to lean on the Holy Spirit. The one that is in us. So here is the way that I am bringing my brother. being the vessel of God. Yes. You know, when you are a vessel of God, when the Spirit of God is in you, you or we will do. We will do log unkulunkulu what God wants us to do. Angeke senze intando yethu. We do not speak our mind. We speak and do what God has, what God unkulunkulu asked to mukuthi senze kona. Here is the word I am bringing.
Okay.
The book of Jeremiah. Hey. When God says to Jeremiah, I knew you before you could be in your mother's womb. Esho ku Jeremiah. So here is the book I am bringing. Yaga Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 18. The heading is Jeremiah at the potter's house. Verse 1. The Lord said to me, go down to the potter's house where I will give you my message. God was speaking to Jeremiah. And go to the potter's house where I will give you my message. You know, it is God who gives us messages. It is the Holy Spirit that prompts us. God here was speaking to Jeremiah. Today he is speaking to us. Utien, I will give you my message. Verse 3, Uti, so I went there and saw the potter working at his wheel. Kusho Jeremiah. Whenever a piece of pottery turned out imperfect, he would take the clay and make it into something else. Then the Lord said to me, haven't I the right to do with you, people of Israel, what the potter did with the clay? Yabona unkulunkulu. Here he was speaking nani ngo Israel. To today he's speaking with us. Uyabuzu, uya uthi lapha ku verse 7. Haven't I the right to do with you? Tutu unkulunkulu unelungelo phezu kwethu. Noma singenzani singenzani uma singenzi zona une right yokuthi ayenze lokhu yena afuna ukwenza uma senzani sibafana nalendoda bathi a potter who was holding a clay. You are in my hands just like clay in the potter's hands. Meaning that we are in the hands of God. You are in my hands just like clay in a potter's hands. You know a potter's hands magabambe I clay. Ubumba. Wenza whatever that potter wants to do with that clay. Nani ngoba, that person is a potter. So meaning that Tina, we are a clay, kuNkulunkulu. We are a clay to God. Usibumbile. Mwenza noma yini afuna ukuyenza ngathi. Uma singenzi zona, singenzi intando yakhe. Ha. Hey, we reap what we sow. Verse 7. If at any time I say that I am going to uproot, break down, or destroy any nation or kingdom. Verse 7. If at any time I say that I am going to uproot, break down, or destroy any nation or kingdom, but then that nation turns from its evil. Kusho ukuthi umuntu uma esaqhubeka ngokwenza kabi, uNkulunkulu unegunya to uproot, to break down. Usebenzisa abantu, usebenzisa thina, the vessels. So we should be the vessel that is holy to bring what is izwi likaNkulunkulu. Verse 9. On the other hand, if I say that I am going to plant or build up any nation or kingdom, but then that nation disobeys me and does evil, I will not do what I said I would. Yabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyaletha imessage ukuthi senze lokhu yena what he wants us to do. If we do not do what God wants us to do, if we disobey him, thina as the vessels. So meaning that we have to be the vessels that listens. Uma athi go and uproot, go and break down, go and build. We should do what God wants us to do. Verse 10, but then that nation disobeys me and does evil. I will not do what I said I will. Now then, tell the people of Judah and of Jerusalem that I am making plans against them. Yabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu yenza ama plans. Thina we can plan. Singa plan as plan and plan. Yena. If we are the vessels zakhe, singenzi lokho afuna ukuyenza. Uyayichange iplan yethu. Kwenzeke bani? Intando yakhe. And getting ready to punish them. Tell them to stop living sinful lives. So when we are the vessel of God, we have to tell people the truth. We should speak the truth. We should not be afraid to speak the truth of God, to change their ways and the things they are doing. They will answer, no, why should we? We will all be just as stubborn and evil as we want to be. So yabona ukuthi umuntu may as stubborn efuna ukwenza intando yakhe, umuntu azithole endaweni la akumelanga abe khona, umuntu enganamaphepha wokushumayela ashumayela. Uyabona that person sizathi huye umuntu ostubborn. Why? Because of that person is doing what engaseyivese ewuyonje uNkulunkulu. So let us know ukuthi thina we are a clay kuNkulunkulu, like lisho izinto kaNkulunkulu ukuthi a potter uma ebambe ubumba a clay wenza whatever, anything that afuna kuyibumba afuna kuyenza. So meaning that thina we are in the hands of God, we are a clay in God, we are the vessels. So if you are a vessel of God, so we must do what God wants us to do. Singenzi lokho ekufunwa yithi. So ngikhulumile brother Ray, I've brought the word. So if maybe uzodlala bonke, it's up to you. Like I've said ukuthi mina mina ngizodlulisa lokho engikudlulisayo. It will be up to you, my brother in the Lord, ukuthi uletha bonke engikukhulumile ngani, ngoba mina anginagunya lapho. Iwuwe onegunya. So wena today you are a vessel. UNkulunkulu ayisebenzisayo.
Yes.
Umutshwara marapo. So it will be up to you ukuthi wena wenze njani. Thank you very much. Ngiyabonga ukuthi I have found iskat sokuthi ngilethe leli zwi likaNkulunkulu. Greetings to you, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Ngiyabonga. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ma'am Maureen Pakula. You spoke for more than 12 minutes, and I allowed it to play for more than 12 minutes. And ngihleka la khona ukhuluma ukuthi abantu banamaphepha okushumayela. Ngiyacabanga ama guest ama 3 lawa ake khona uyiwana unamaphepha okushumayela. Mfundisi Motha apha amaphepha jabulani.
Mfundisi wami
apha amaphepha okushumayela.
Hayi cha mfundisi, amaphepha okushumayela nceku.
Angithi ayiza kusho ukuthi bathi anikho ama holy vessels nina. Sipho apha amaphepha okushumayela. Sipho
awawekho mfundisi.
Hayi, kusho ukuthi nina niyapirata bafana. Nina niyapirata nina.
Ah,
All right, let's take one more. Let's hear one more as to what they say. Holy vessels, what these are even all about.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
And Godfrey says, yes, we are holy vessels. Shalom. Godfrey, I would say, then stipulate, what do you mean? And it says, the Bible in Romans chapter 9, verses 20-22. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made us? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if, God willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? So you say, yes, we are vessels of honor. Okay. I still want a reason. I hear what the Father has done. What have we become? Because we became living souls who have choices. Now, have we put much honor on us ourselves being the vessels, or much dishonor? And Gladys says, yes, we are holy vessels. Shalom. Gladys, thank you so much. I'd like you to stipulate your answer, to really tell me as to what do you mean. Then Gladys comes back and she says, Gladys, this is Gladys Mashilwane from Don Park in Boksburg. You remember where? Yes, Don Park, yes. Just next to Vosloorus. Afternoon, Baruti Baka, the holy vessels. Harebala 2 Timothy 2, verses 21. Iri, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel of honorable use. So if anyone cleanses themselves, have we cleansed ourselves, ladies? Have we cleansed ourselves, my sister? The question that comes to mind, have we cleansed ourselves? All right, and let me listen to Matladi just after this.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Matladi.
Ah, hey, Baruti ba ka mo studio. Ke sa buile gape ke nna ko go se ko mo Davidton.
Danke.
Baruti ba ka. Taba ye ya di bana tshe kgethwa tsa go neneketswa.
Eh.
Ntlong ye kgolo ye kgethwa.
Yeah.
Ya ntja ko re ya ntshuma. Ke re ka ke a itsokotsa ai ga itloge. Ke re ga ba a re bale mole. Sorry. Arbale mola go ba kuranta wa bobedi chapter 4 verse 7 o bule gape e mola gape go Timothy wa bobedi chapter 2 verse 20 e bulela ka tsona dibiana tse kgeto tsa go neneketswa go na le dibiana tse di neneko tsa ntlong e kgeto go na le tsa matsopa mara mmupi wa dibiana tse ke mmupi ko teye
aga
verse ya gore mopiko o tewe o ikirea mola go ba Roma 9 chapter 9
yeah.
verse 21 le 22 le 23 e bolela gore le ga di bopile ka kwata di bopile ka letsopa fela mopu wa tsona ko teye a re shumaeleng evangeli re sra retolla evangeli go bane gone bianong di biana tse di kgethegileng ke di biana tsa silver le gauta gare ga di tempele ga re nyatsa tsa letsopa modimo di tirile re di nyatse go tlo bona go bona gale tse bogolo bia gagwe amen ba ruti ba ka nka le bogale ka kre WhatsApp amen God bless
re kreile mama re kreile re kreile re a leboga modimo a wetse hantle.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Babongale.
Ibongi chubang bingelele kwe mfundisi uRain bingeleleke na kuma guest studio nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth isihloko esithi what are holy vessels? Zini izitsha ezingcwele.
Yeah.
Singabantu siyizitsha ezakhiwe ngobumba. Humans are described as vessels of God. We are containers. There are containers filled with God's spirit and containers filled with worldly. Holy vessels are filled with the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 20 to 21 ifundeka kanje. Kepha endlini enkulu akukho izitsha zegolide neze silver kuphela kodwa nezemithi nezebumba ezinye ezihloniphekayo ezinye ezingahloniphekiyo. 21 Ngalokho uma umuntu ehlanza kulezo zinto uyakuba isitsha esihloniphekayo esingcwelisiwe esinosizo kumninindlu esilungiselwe umsebenzi wonke omuhle ku-ESV version ifundeka kanje. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. I King James version it, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. God uses vessels to show his wrath and power and to make known his glory. Singafunda ke emakhaya ku Romans chapter 9 verse 20 to 24. Humans are described as jars of clay that contain God's power. Singakuthola ke lokhu 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7. Humans are responsible for controlling their bodies as vessels in a holy and honorable way. Singafunda ku 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 4. I thank you, God bless you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongan. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, sir. May the Father bless you abundantly.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now, let me get to closing statements because, you know, we left with 13 minutes. So take four minutes each. Now, vessels of honor, jars of honor, they are for the works of the Father, and we should keep clean. We need that holy maintenance at all times. It's very important that we have that maintenance at all times. Let me give you just 3 minutes each. Let me start with you. Sipho, finally, what say you?
I love for this Mendele begging our holy maintenance. In other words, we must keep the Spirit of God alive in us. In other words, when Paul says we must not quench the Spirit of God within us, the Spirit of God is the one that will always equip us and make us to understand the things something. And secondly, it is very important to so that this burning fire, it won't be quenched. Because by a holy vessel, you need also to be cleansed by ukulalela kwezankulunkulu ngakuJesu kuJohn 15:30 nikuverse 3 athi nina nihlanziwe ngezwi engilikhulumile kini. So when whenever we hear God's word, and then we become doers of the word, because it's not akwanele nje kuphela ukulizwa, but we must become doers of the word so that we can walk noNkulunkulu. And uma sihamba noNkulunkulu mfundisi, kubalulekile futhi of the spiritual eye, and we ask in other words, send spirit, because his discernment is literally kutheni ukuthi sibe ne spirit of wisdom evela kuNkulunkulu. But there are many prophets outside who are claiming with their vessel, but when you come into contact with their life, you can be contaminated. That is why we need to be skeptical and run away for our life. And last thing from what I can say, kubalulekile every time not to forget that our body is the living, is the temple of the living God. That one is very, very important. We cannot serve uNkulunkulu wethu ngamajazi, ngeyimoto, ngemali. He wants to dwell in our body. That is what is important. Ukuthi njengebantu, let us teach even the next generation that is after us, ukuthi dwells in our body. We need to be holy as he is holy.
Yeah. Thank you, Sipho. Jabu, what do you say? Take your 2 minutes, sir.
Thank you very much, my friend. And we give the Father all the glory for educating us tonight. So just my closing on this subject, holy vessels. So I'm quoting from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm just going to read there from verse, let me start it from verse 3 to 4. It says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor."
Yeah.
This is what qualifies a holy vessel. A holy vessel. So it's a body that is surrendered to the Father, as Romans, actually chapter 12, verse 1, that says, "I urge you therefore, brethren, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing." So it means if we respond, it's not automatic that we are holy vessels. It's a call, it's an invitation that we are supposed to respond to as believers, you know, daily. Paul says, "I die daily." I know that there are people who are saying, "No, no, I'm holy, you know. But Paul says, "I died." So it means you might be claiming to be holy, meanwhile, just by looking at a woman, you know, with lust in your eyes, and you're falling. And that's why it's a call for us to daily offer ourselves, give our lives over, our bodies, that they are sanctified and set apart to be used by the Father for his own glory. Then we are holy vessels. Thanks very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. And Mfundisi Mota, what say you?
Mfundisi Lokugcina, I would like to quote from the second book of Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 1, where it says, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord." As a holy vessel, Mfundisi, we must separate ourselves. Because okungcolileyo kuyasingcolisa. Mfundisi, umoya ongcwele awuhlali la kungcole khona. That is why the book of Psalms says, "Blessed are those who are undefiled in the way and who walk in the law of the Lord." So let us walk in the law of the Lord, and he will guide us, he will strengthen us. Because we cannot be able to do it on our own, but we are only holy because Christ is in us and his spirit dwells in us. That is why, that is the one that makes us to be holy. So we need to be holy in accepting him and allowing the Father, his spirit, to live in us, to dwell in us. Then we are, in fact, the vessel that the Father is happy about.
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much. Just a bit after this, Godfrey is saying something.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Godfrey.
Yeah, afternoon, Babu Ray.
Yes, sir.
And your guests and listeners. We are holy vessels, provided you have been made to be a holy vessel, just like a potter in Romans chapter 9. That he made some vessels for destruction, and he made others for mercy. So he's the one who decides. if you look at the world today, so many people claim to be holy, but they don't reflect that holiness that the Most High standard he wants. What makes you holy is keeping the commandments and all the laws and the statute the Most High gave to his children. He keeps on telling us that some of us are not his children. Some are his children, meaning those are his holy vessels that he's going to use. Just like in the temple, there were vessels that were used for holy rituals in the temple. And there are those that are found in temples of the of Baal, the different vessels. So those ones are kept in the temples for holy things of the Most High. He knows them. That's the thing. He tells us that he knows them. He knows his sheep, and his sheep will hear his voice. Those who don't hear his voice are not his sheep. We have to get to that conclusion and understanding that not all are his vessels. Just like Endlin, kunama komiji niyazi lapho bafundisi. I said yamati ama komiji na masosari ezibekwe le phezulu. Those are holy ones. Kuthi nakuza abafundisi ziyakhutshwa ngamalanga special. Mara ke amalanga special back in the days bekuthi nakuza abafundisi ubona bogogo namama ziyakhitshwa kuthelwa amatiye lapho kudliwa amakhekhe. Kuthi these are special ones, are holy.
Yeah.
And then kukhona lezi ke ezethu ziyawa zishayeke phansi ihlephu kancane loke iphindwa irecyclelwa. Mara kunalezi ongafikeleli kuzo ezinye zize kunesikhiya sakhona. A kistini in the ezinjal. So holy vessels. As Ankunkulu Uyazaz Uzchuzila Ngeku fake, he knows who they are and where to get them. And when he returns, the true vessels will be shown, will be revealed.
Sure. I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hello there, hi. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, but my friend, hold on for me. Just hold on there. Thank you so much, Jablan. I really appreciate Mfundisi Mota. I really appreciate it's because amana amaline la alugaya dropa, man. Alugaya dropa, yes. Let me read what Bishop Sipepe says. Bishop Sipepe says, good afternoon, Pastor Ray. I'm the vessel of God, the Father. And Christ here on earth. I took Christ as my Savior and I'm now born again child of God. I'm now the light. Matthew 5 verses 14-16. You are the light of the world. A city built upon a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under pole. Instead, puts it on the lampstand where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before people so that they will see good things you do and praise your Father in heaven. Absolutely. And Tavisang says, Dumelam Pastor, Matthew 5:8, God bless those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Let me see, which ones have I jumped, man? Okay, this one, at Lady Siri, Badi, Le Koto B, Mavimbela. Greetings, Pastor Ray and your guests. The word of God is complete. Our responsibility is to follow the commands of the word as is. And not pick and choose what serves us at the moment. By doing this in hard and good times, we become the true holy vessels. That is what she says there. Buddha Jeanette says, compliments on the new season to you, Pastor Ray, your guests, pastors, and all the listeners. Thank you for such a powerful topic. We are really growing spiritually through this show. Thank you, man of God. Janet in Boxback. Janet, we say, may the Father be glorified at all times. Lillian Mukwerane.
Ha, bafundisi bam, egameni lika Jesu siyabulisa lapha. Haki tlatseletse tate Ray. Pastor Ray, haki tlatseletse ntate waka. Wa bona ntate Khalimambo o bua nnete are motho o bangwele. Pela amhetse morena Jesu without morena Jesu ya ba khona bafundi kota mafuru ba holy fela ukamhela mrena Jesu ngoba ubuya uzokuhlanza kwenze ube musha uba isidalwa esisha akiri mtatwaka yes besides mrena Jesu besides madiela hore akena mhlatsa besides kumudumela hore ibe yena sebetsa ka haro wena awuhlatsa unyetse hore ube musha anyenge hutle holoki kanti uNkulunkulu angasivula amehlo ukuthi ayikho into ezosenza ukuthi sibe ngcwele ngaphandle kwegama likaJesu ngaphandle naleli gazi likaJesu phela nje. Thank you. Thank you. That bond that thank you. Dima le tsandla kere ke mema mphelane. Amen.
Ah, Melilian Mogwerane, thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. All right. Let me say thank you to Jablan Dominic. Thank you so much, sir. Blessings to you.
Friend, blessings, blessings indeed. Mfundisi Motha, mfundisi Sipho, balaleli bonke. Ngiyathanda kakhulu.
Awuzeke. Sipho, blessings man. Get your phone right. Sikwazi ukukufonela anytime masifuna.
Thank you very much, Mr. Popo Zani. Jablan Dominic, mfundisi Motha nabalaleli. I love you all. Mruth.
Awuzeke. Yakuthanda mngani wami and mfundisi Motha amhlekazi siyabulela
mhlekazi wami siyabonga kakhulu mhlekazi siyabonga mfundisi Sipho mfundisi Jabulani nabalalela emakhaya may the Father continue to create in us a clean heart kambeni kwethu be blessed my brother nabalalela emakhaya uNkulunkulu ababusise ngiyanthanda kakhulu
aw siyakuthanda nathi hallelujah and of course next week we are going to be talking about lives that forget the Father. Lives that forget the Father. And how would you see if you have forgotten him? There are signs. You know, we must be able to regulate ourselves. So we will be looking into that next week. Thank you so much. And may the Father bless you abundantly. To the King above all else, his name is Yahweh Elohim. We thank him. We give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And through him, we have access to the Father, Yahweh Elohim, our Father in heaven, our Creator. We have access to him through Christ, who is the door. And then, of course, thank you so much for your calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much also for sharing, your views on air. We really appreciate. And from me, I say, Tuda Rabah.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.